from Atlanta. Y'all, welcome to the show, Rashida and Mimi.
Yes. Season 2 premieres tonight on VH1. And Mimi and Rashida are in the studio. I know there are tons of questions that people want to ask. First of all, how are you,
ladies?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning.
A lot of people.
Y'all just want to say good morning. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good morning, Ricky.
Can you hear me, Ricky?
Go ahead.
All right.
Good morning.
Why are you acting so silly this morning? Rashida, you are just glowing from head to toe.
Oh, Lord. Am I, girl?
Yes, you are. Congratulations is in order. Yeah. Got that baby on the way.
Thank you.
We don't know if it's a boy or girl yet.
No, we don't know.
Okay. And Mimi.
Yes.
Looking good.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I feel amazing.
Jump into it. You and Stevie, it's over.
Girl, stop. Been over.
It's been over. Okay, because you know a lot of time we have that rebound reflex, and we go to them back sometimes, and we don't even blame each other because it happens.
Daughter's father, I'm the mother. That's the gist of the situation.
That's right, because I'm looking at you, Mimi girl. You're flawless, honey, and I'm loving the beautiful floral print blouse. Jacket that you're wearing.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to see you the night at the premiere, but I'm looking at you, girl. I wouldn't fight over Stevie J. Damn it, they paid me to fight over him. You better let him stay with that damn tramp, Jocelyn. I like her too, though, but girl, you don't need him.
Actually, she did me a favor.
She sure did, girl. Mm-hmm. She took that weight off of your back, child, and let him go on, honey.
That's her problem now.
Okay, now Rashida, girl, yes. You're looking fabulous as always, girl, honey, and you're pregnant, and we're loving that. We talked the other night. Yes. Now you said you don't know what you're having. Now, this
Not
is
yet.
Your second child, right?
Yeah, this is my second.
And you're looking good. So, okay, Rashida, so tell me now. I read somewhere they were saying something about at one point, say, well, you and Kirk was going to divorce and this and that and the field and stuff. Now, that's not true, right?
Look, let me just make one thing clear. People got to understand, marriage is a daggum job, okay? It's hard work. You
sure
have your ups and your downs.
Every day.
Every day ain't just, baby, I love you. Everything is all good. We have our problems. At the end of the day, you know, we understand each other and we have this unit and this commitment and we're going to do what we can do to make it stay strong.
That's what you need to do.
All right. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta premieres tonight. We have Mimi and Rashida in the studio. Now, from what I understand, both of you all, well, two questions here, have had a past beef a little bit with K. Michelle because they were talking about your man in the past or something like that. And I hear she's not coming back this season. Can we speak on any of that?
I have no idea.
Have you had issues? This is Mimi talking. Have you had issues with K. Michelle at all?
A lot of us have had issues with K, yes.
And what would you say that main thing, or if you all had to give one piece of advice, because we're going to talk about uplift for them, to her, what words would you give to K. Michelle?
Girl, no words.
Oh.
Baby, honey, silence.
Nothing? You wouldn't even tell her how she could be a better person? Oh, all right.
How to make another song, girl, or something, honey?
Well, let me tell you this, because I happened to be at the premiere party the other night and saw you there. Haircrack was there. Gary was there. We saw you all at the premiere party. And one thing I was so proud about you, Mimi, is the fact that you smiled and you were shining and danced. Because when you're in a situation and your man or your ex-man is there with somebody else, like they never let them see you sweat, I never saw you sweat.
Not one time.
So how do you and Jocelyn communicate at this point?
We don't.
For okay.
What? Why would I do that?
I just know y'all work the same job. I just thought y'all had to say hi.
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm.
She don't sign your check. Her check don't affect yours.
Thank you very much.
So where does season 2 pick up from, like, you know, the point where we guys left you off at last? Like, how far of a gap in between from that to there?
It picked right up, right?
It was maybe 2.5 months. We had a 2.5 month break, and then we started filming again.
And I know y'all can't tell us a bunch of stuff because it's going to ruin things, but tell us what is going to take a turn? What is one of the biggest surprises? What's something that's going to surprise us this season? Or who are we going to see act ugly that we ain't never really seen act ugly before?
Tonight, VH1, 8 o'clock.
Don't be clearing your throat at me, Mimi.
You know what, though?
All you going to do is call me later and tell me.
So who going to fight, girl? Ain't nobody going to... I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of fighting, child.
Right.
It wouldn't be right if there ain't no fight. But I mean, so, Rashida, I know now, initially, I'm going to tell you the truth, girl. Initially, when I first started watching the show and I would watch you and stuff, before I met y'all, I used to not hate you, but you used to get on my damn nerves.
Because
you were so mean. You were so mean to Kirk. Yes, you was, baby. You used to let Kirk have it. I was like, girl, be nice to him.
Well, let me just say this. You'll see some differences this season that's going to probably shock you.
Well, you need to teach something to make him want to marry me. That's Rashida's
joint. I got to make him want to marry me lessons coming in season 2.
More with Mimi and Rashida. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It premieres tonight.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.